With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says the DOJ is taking its time to make sure that they get not only indictments and prosecutions, but successful convictions against any government officials who are accused of engaging in lawfare against President Trump.
This is where it's perilous. We have to trust that the justice system, the Department of Justice under President Trump and Attorney General Pam Bondi are doing the work to the investigatory standards to be able to get not only indictments and prosecutions, but convictions.
McGuire says that President Trump and many of his MAGA supporters need to be reassured that Bondi is moving ahead with her investigations despite some delays. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says additional federal law enforcement agents will be focusing on crime in Memphis starting this week.
Memphis is a world-class city, and before us, we have a generational opportunity to make Memphis a safe city.
Those comments courtesy of WATN-TV. 13 federal agencies will arrive in phases, including the National Guard. And the governor says that the National Guard members will not make arrests and will not be armed unless local law enforcement officials request it. And he will not be declaring a state of emergency. President Trump devoted a portion of his remarks at the United Nations this week to blasting green energy initiatives.
The primary effect of these brutal green energy policies is not been to help the environment, but to redistribute manufacturing and industrial activity from developed countries that follow the insane rules that are put down to polluting countries that break the rules and are making a fortune. They're making a fortune.
And this is SRN News. Pastors advise pastors in a new Lifeway study.
The poll asks clergymen what other members of their profession should do to be successful in the ministry. The number one piece of advice is not to neglect marriage and family. Veteran pastors say there's a big risk that a young minister will be so focused on his congregation that his wife and kids suffer, causing problems down the line. The second most popular piece of advice is for pastors to always make time for personal study of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law intended to curtail abortion pills, but at least one provider plans to keep shipping them into that state just the same. Angel Foster, who runs Massachusetts-based The Map, which prescribes those drugs to women in every state, says her organization will keep doing business in the Lone Star State. The Map has shipped abortive patients to about 10,000 Texas women over the past 2 years. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge accelerated slightly in August compared to a year ago.
The Commerce Department reports that its personal consumption expenditures price index was up 2.7% in August from a year earlier, up from a 2.6% year-over-year increase in July and the most since February. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core PCE inflation showed a 2.9% increase in prices from August 2024, same as in July. The increases were what forecasters had expected. John Scott reporting.
Australian scientists have tested bite-resistant wetsuits by allowing sharks to bite them in the open ocean. The study shows the suits can help keep swimmers safe. Researchers at Flinders University tested four materials and found they all reduced damage from shark bites. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.